I want to welcome you all to our Apple Bites program, and Herbie Allen will be our presenter tonight. He will be talking about using the TV app on your iPhone. But before I turn it over to Herbie, first of all, I'm Diane, and I'm hosting tonight. I live in Michigan, and I want to talk a little bit about BITS because it's a good organization, and there are a lot of nice benefits to joining us. The BITS website, where you can learn all about us, is at www.bits, that's B-I-T-S, bits-acb.org. Again, www.bits-acb.org. And there you will see the announcements of our chats, which happen on Friday and Saturday nights. Also our any of our presentations and BITS round tables and meetings. We do have a mailing list, which is an announce only list. And if you would like to join that, and we will also put post announcements on there similar to what you see on the website about our meetings and chats and presentations. That address is, you send an blank email to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. Again, the address is bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. Once you become a member of BITS, you will be set up with your own account, where and you will be subscribed to a mailing list strictly for BITS members, where you can get the same information that comes through on the BITS announce list, and also we can communicate with each other and ask questions and, you know, get answers about technology. All right. The final thing I need to mention for BITS members is that the BITS caucus nights are coming up during the convention. And so you should keep watch for an email to come out with more details about that. Herbie, I will turn it over to you, and thank you again for coming to present to us.
Well, you're most welcome, Diane, and thank you, everybody, for coming to this presentation of Apple Bites, where tonight I am going to show you how you can watch TV on your phone. Yes, perhaps the app with the shortest name on your phone, and it can do quite a bit. Now, before we actually get into the TV app, there are a couple of things that we will want to do, and one of them is especially important to us as voiceover users. Perhaps you've already done this, but in case you are not familiar, we are going to just cover this real quick, and that is audio description. One of the things, of course, about most of these TV services now is we get audio description, and we want to make sure it is enabled. And so I'm going to talk about that, then I'm going to talk about just some of the settings for TV, and then the TV app itself and all the things it can do. So let's just actually circle back to the audio description. I just want to briefly talk about the TV app and what it is. So it is actually what I would call a multi-service application, because it does several things. It ties in, for one thing, a bunch of other TV apps that you may have on your phone, such as Disney Plus, ESPN, and Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime Video, just to name a few. In addition, Apple uses it to offer its own content on Apple TV Plus, which I will talk about in a little bit. And finally, you can also use it to watch purchased or rented movies from the iTunes store. So Those are the three things it does. And actually, there's a fourth thing, and I'll talk about that in a little bit in regards to channels. So let's start by making sure that we can get audio description on if we want to be able to have that. All Apple content that I've come across definitely has it, and a lot of third-party stuff does too. So this is a very useful feature to have. So we're going to open settings. Use Siri to open our settings here, and
Settings.
then we are going to go to
Circle
accessibility.
air, white, blue, separate, notification, sounds, and focus,
I can't
screen
find
time,
any
button.
TVs to open apps
Computer,
nearby.
stop. Hey, Siri, stop.
General, control center, display, and home
Okay,
screen, accessibility,
my
button,
HomePod decided it was
accessibility.
going to get triggered. I do apologize for that, folks.
Vision, heading, voiceover, zoom, display, and
So
text
what we're
size.
going to do is we're going to go to accessibility, and we're going to keep swiping right
Motion, spoken content,
until we
button.
get past spoken content.
Audio descriptions, on, button.
And you're going to see a button that says audio descriptions. Now, by default, these are off. So if you want them on, this is not a toggle. This just opens the window. So if we double
Audio
tap
descriptions
here,
on. Audio descriptions heading. Audio descriptions on.
and here I've got my toggle that I can use to turn them on or off. Obviously, I want mine on, so I'm going to leave them that way. But if they are off, then you would double tap, and now audio descriptions are on. This works primarily for, like I said, the TV app. It does also, Netflix also uses this. Other third-party apps do not necessarily use this, and so you have to go within it, their own internal settings to enable audio description for them. But
Audio descriptions, accessibility,
now that we've done that, let's take a quick look
accessibility,
at the actual TV app
accessibility,
settings.
accessibility,
So let's go
settings,
back to our main
accessibility,
screen
settings,
here.
heading,
And
search, search
it'll be
field,
quicker just to
tap
search
Y,
for
tap
TV,
T, B, V, search,
because it
search.
is a ways down there if we're going to
You can't
swipe.
search results, TV out, general, automatically AirPlay to TVs, general right arrow AirPlay, and T cancel, but search results, TV out, general. TV app settings, back button, jet about button, software update, airdrop, AirPlay, and picture in picture, jet
Okay,
settings,
so
back
the
button,
search did not quite do what
settings,
I wanted
search
it to do.
result,
That's
TV
okay.
automatically, Apple TV remote, directional buttons, TV,
There is the TV.
TV,
Okay.
settings, back
So
button,
you can see there's a lot of other things related to TV.
TV, heading, streaming options, heading,
Streaming
use
options.
cellular data, on.
So, do you want to be able to use cellular data while using the TV app?
Off. On.
This is a toggle, and this will depend on your personal preferences as to whether you want to use mobile data or not.
Cellular, high quality button.
And then you can adjust the quality that it uses when on cellular data. This does affect the picture, and I want to say it does affect the, yes, it does affect the audio quality as well as the pictures, so that at least has been my experience in the past. So that is something to note that it, unlike some other apps, this one does affect audio quality as well as the picture.
Wi-Fi, high quality button.
Wi-Fi, same thing.
Download options, heading.
And this is for streaming, and then we got
Use cellular
download.
data, on. Cellular, fast downloads, button. Wi-Fi, fast downloads, button. Languages,
So
two.
this one
Use
we've got
cellular.
fast download. So
Use
let's
cellular
take a look
data,
at this.
off.
Oops, I hit the wrong
On,
thing.
cellular. Selected, fast download. High dynamic range. HDR videos and Dolby Atmos included with both options. When available. High quality, slower download. Uses more storage.
So you can change it to fast, higher quality just by double
Selected, high
tapping
quality.
that if you want.
TV, TV, back
And
button,
that is
TV.
again the same
Siri and
for
search, button.
cell data
Add or
and
remove languages and
Wi-Fi.
languages, two, button. Add or
Languages.
allow Siri and search, button.
Siri and search,
Notifications,
typical
immediate,
thing.
announce,
You can
button.
get notifications from TV, and yes, it will send you notifications on various things based on the content that you watch. Like for instance, a great example of that is the series Picard on Star Trek. It would let me, it's one of those live series where a new episode would come every week, and I would get a notification within my TV app, hey, this new show is ready for you to watch, and I could click on the notification, and it would launch the program.
Device preferences, heading, show sports scores, on.
show sports scores. I haven't really played with this much.
Use play history on.
Use play history so you can have it keep a history and have it determine what programs you might be interested in.
Up next, display still frame button. Allow TV shows and movies played on this device to influence your For You recommendations and update your continue watching across your devices. See how your data is managed.
And it works across devices.
Purchases and rentals, heading. Video definition, HD, button. Home sharing, heading.
So that's something else to know, that the purchase videos and rental videos can be a separate thing than streaming content.
Apple ID.
And then you got home sharing, which is a whole nother realm that if you have multiple people on the same network, you can kind of share play stuff on that. That has been around for a long time, and I didn't even know that still worked. Okay, so now that we've taken a look at our settings, let us open the TV app itself. Open TV.
TV, tap bar.
Now, hopefully my home pod does not talk. Good. Okay, so let's start by going to the very bottom left of our screen.
Tab bar. Watch now. Tab. 1 of 5.
So we've got 5 tabs here. I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I'm going to go back and explain them. Watch now.
Selected. Originals. Tab. 2 of 5.
Notice it said selected originals. This, as with many other Apple apps, tells you what tab I am currently focused on with my cursor.
Store, tab, 3 of 5.
Store. This is an interesting aspect, and I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Library, tab, 4
library,
of 5. Search, tab, and 5
search.
Of 5.
So watch now.
Selected.
Originals, search, I'm sorry, store, library, and search. So let's talk about
watch now,
the tabs.
Tab, 1
so
of 5.
First one is the watch now. So this is where all the tie-ins are going to happen, as well as channels. And there is a very big difference between the two, and even I got a bit mixed up on this myself. So I mentioned to you that Apple TV can tie into a whole bunch of other TV apps that you have on your phone. And you can actually go into my account and see which ones it even has access to. I'll show you all that in a minute. So this is great because you can actually kind of skim stuff from your history that you might be interested in, and then if you double tap it, then it'll launch it in the app. But Apple TV has something else that is rather cool, and that is called Channels. And what this does is it has a bunch of services, and if you subscribe to the service you're interested through their channels feature, then you get the complete Apple TV experience, which means you do not have to deal with third-party applications. And so I actually recently tried this with Paramount Plus, and I must say I like this a lot better because I do not like the Paramount Plus app myself. I find it a little bit clunky. And then I have to deal with landscape mode on top of it when I have a video watched. And what's nice about Apple TV is it is completely accessible and the audio description always works, that type of thing. So let's take a look at our screen here.
Account watch, watch now, heading.
Watch now heading. That is our first heading.
Account settings button.
So here I can adjust account settings.
Up next heading.
And now my up next. So this is where that play history really comes into a factor.
Giants at Braves. Live Sports. MLB. Live button. A baseball player wearing a white uniform.
So it is actually seeing my MLB app at the moment. So if I was to launch that.
Giants.
Or press that.
MLB.
What it's now doing is it's opening the MLB app.
A baseball player holding a bat next to another.
And it should start playing, in theory.
Main image. Explore main image. Drag item. Activate default.
It is not.
Image.
Okay, well.
Change team button.
So this is where, unfortunately, it can see some of the app history, but it can be a little bit flaky. And that
TV,
is
active.
A downside. Okay.
Physical button. See all. What account up? John Elvin. 3X. Star Trek. Strange New Worlds. Shrek. Continue. 1 hour. 22 minutes left. Prime Video. 9%
Okay,
complete.
this is an interesting one. And last time when I did this earlier, it would definitely open up in Prime Video. So this is something that I'm seeing on my main TV screen. But when I double tap,
Shrek.
we should
Prime
now
Video.
get, yep, it's launching the Prime Video
Landscape.
app.
Prime Video. Shrek. Heading.
Bam! They was tripping over themselves like babes in the woods. See that?
And there you go. Now it actually started playing. So it, if you don't like the Prime Video app navigation, you can try to find stuff through the TV app and have it launch in the app. And now I have to contend with landscape
App
mode.
switcher. Prime
Okay.
Video TV. Active.
So let's go back to our
Portrait
TV.
TV. Watch Chacharial smooth. Physical.
Right.
But what account?
And it can lose
Start
focus.
first take. The Simpsons. First, Elvin. Three. Star Trek. Strange New World. For The Simpsons. Sunday morning. New June. CBS Evening News. New June 7th.
Okay, so this is the up next thing. Now, if I want to, I can navigate by headings.
What to watch. Heading.
So now it's going to give me recommendations in this what to watch.
See all. Button. Physical. Button. Chacharial smooth. Prehistoric planet. Button. For all mankind. Button. Severance.
Oh,
Button.
yeah, and most of the stuff it's going to recommend is from its Apple TV Plus catalog. And I will explain what Apple TV Plus is in a minute.
Loot. Premieres Friday. Maya Rudolph stars in this hilarious Apple original series. Heading.
Now I'm seeing premieres.
Loot. Button. A look at loot. Button. Tour the office with Ron. Button. A photo containing an adult. My channels. Heading.
Okay, my channels. Now this is what the channels that I am actually subscribed to.
Apple TV Plus. Paramount Plus.
So,
More channels to try. Heading.
and now it's going to recommend more channels to try. So just here are a lot of the offerings that it has. I have not looked at all of these, so I will not be able to answer questions about content, but
Showtime, Stars, AMC Plus, Epix, A&E Crime Central, Acorn TV, ALLBLK, BBC Select, BET Plus, BFI Player Classic, BritBox, Carnegie Hall Plus, Cinemax, CuriosityStream, Eros Now Select, The Great Courses Signature Collection, Hallmark Movies Now, History Vault.
History Vault. Hey, that sounds like it'll be cool. So, what if I was interested in this channel? Well, I can go here.
Select it. Back button. History Vault. Watch online or off. Share with your family. No commitment. Try it free button.
So there's a try it free button, and you would cancel these, by the way, by going into your subscriptions under settings and your name. So it's very easy to manage. So I can try it free, and it'll ask me to
7 days
confirm.
free, then $4.99 slash month.
So that's actually very cheap.
The President's button, a
And
white
now I
building
can
with a
see what
flag
it
on top
has
of
to
it. Meet
offer.
Presidents at War button. FDR, the War Years button. LBJ and Vietnam in the Dogfights button. Anila, most popular now. Heading. See all button. Ancient Aliens button. The Universe button. Watergate button. Pawn Stars button.
So, okay, I might actually have to subscribe to this channel, but that's a later thing. I also need time to watch it. But if I'm unsure, if I get a 7 day free trial if I want to try the channel out before committing, and I can just set a reminder if I think that I want to cancel it after the 7 days. So,
Hit back button. Back.
what happens if you access a channel that you have subscribed to?
Heading
Let
not
me show
found.
you that
Loot.
real
My cha
quick.
More channels to ch my channel. Apple TV Plus. Paramount Plus.
So I'm gonna go to
Selected.
Paramount Plus here.
Back. Para Star. RuPaul. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. But South Park. The Lost City. But up next on Paramount Plus. Elvin. 3. Star Trek. Most popular now. Heading.
So the up next is shows based on what you've
See
watched.
all. Button. Evil. Button. Star Trek. Strange New Worlds. The Offer. Button. SpongeBob Square.
And so I can double tap any of these shows.
Evil. See,
So
most Star
if
Trek,
I
Strange
take
New
a
Worlds.
Star Trek here, I'll be presented with a very simple screen, and I'll show you real
Media.
quick.
Uhura glances between
Video.
Spring and Vi
So notice already I got the audio description, so now I'm just going to show you the interface. I'm not going to have a
Current
movie
position,
playing.
35, 21, adjustable.
So I can adjust my position from here.
Time elapsed, 35, 21. Time remaining, minus
I can see
16,
my time
37,
remaining.
airplay. Button.
AirPlay. So if I want to have the audio or video played to a different system, I can do that from here.
Skip 15 seconds backwards. Play. But skip 15 seconds forward. More controls. Button. More controls.
And
Button.
under more
Languages.
controls,
Button.
I can
Collapse.
adjust
Languages.
languages.
Subtitles. Button. Playback
Subtitles.
speed. Button.
Playback
Collapse.
speed.
Dismiss context menu. Dismiss
and
context.
And you're going to dismiss the context menu. And the nice thing since it's in the Apple TV system, I don't have to deal with a landscape mode or anything like that.
Close button.
All right. Now that we're done with that.
Store tab. Originals tab.
Let's talk
2 of 5.
About originals. So Apple TV Plus, what is it? So it is a service that launched in 2020. And it is actually the cheapest of the TV services. Well, the History Channel is the same price, $4.95. And a lot of times you can get it just by purchasing a new Apple product. I don't know if they still have those deals or not, but I know, like, if you got an iPhone 12, for instance, you could get it for a year. And one of the nice things about Apple TV Plus, by the way, is in addition to any content really now that you'll get on Apple, it is in the amazing Dolby Atmos. So if you have your AirPods that I talked about several months ago, you get a really incredible experience watching your TV programs in the full surround sound. And now Apple TV Plus is offering some free things too, such as Friday
Store,
Night Baseball
tab, 3 of 5,
which does also sound really good in surround sound. Okay, so just taking a look at our Apple TV Plus.
Prehistoric
here.
Planet unknown. Discover shows and movies for kids and families. Explore the collection. Cha-cha real smooth. Fall logo other. Falling in love is easy.
And, or again, this is sometimes easier to navigate by heading.
Up next on Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball, Tex vs. OAK Ford, For All Mankind. Continue. Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock, The Problem with Jon Stewart. Foundation, continue. Tehran, continue S1, E1. Lincoln's Dilemma, continue S1.
And just a warning, if you watch the Tehran movie, you're going to get two things, subtitles as well as DVS. That one's a little bit interesting.
Most popular now. Heading.
You can see what is most popular.
See all. Button. For All Mankind. Button. Ted Lasso. Button. Tehran. Button. Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Severance. Button. Prehistoric Planet. Physical. Button. The Morning Show. Button. Home. Button.
And The Morning Show is definitely one of the first shows that was on Apple TV.
Shining Girls. Watch entire. See all. Button. Mythic Quest. Button. See all. Latest Originals. Heading. See all. Button. Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Home. Documentary. A new season invites you to step inside the world's most imaginative dwellings. Button. A sign on. For All Mankind. Drama. A new competitor joins the global space race in season 3 of the thrilling drama series. Button. An illustration.
So you can see, you can get a big, get an idea of what to expect. And if I double tap on the series, for instance.
Back. Remove. Share. New episodes Fridays. For All Mankind. Drama. November. Resume episode. Button.
So I can resume the episode that I was on.
Season 1, episode 2. He built this. Common sense rating. Red Moon. Episode 1, NASA is in crisis as the Soviets land the first man on the moon in 1969, the beginning of an alternate history. Details, button.
And it's a great series, actions by available. The way. I just haven't had as much time to devote to watching it as I would have liked.
From back, button,
but,
back. Apple TV Plus, heading.
And they have kids programming on here, too. They have quite a number of
Watch
things.
Latest Cummings, Major League, Finding Their Moment, Major League, Cummings, Loot, button, Blackbird, button,
so, and
Black
you can text, see the different categories
Major
League,
Finding Their Moment, heading, Intrigue and Suspense, heading.
Okay, now, let's talk about the next category, which is the store.
Selected, store, tab.
I'm not going to spend selected. Much time on this one, because it is not one of my favorites. If I'm going to... You can search for things on here, but I much prefer the actual iTunes store if I'm going to purchase a movie. But you can also do it from the search tab, and I'll explain the search tab in just a little bit.
Library tab, 4 of 5.
And library. So something you need selected. To know about the library, which is, I think, is one of the disadvantages of it. So the library is its own separate tab in the fact that what you're going to find here are the TV shows and movies that you have purchased. What I find unfortunate about this is I really wish like my Apple TV Plus shows that I add to favorites could show up here as well, because it would make it a little bit easier to find
search
them.
Tab.
But that's just my thing. So the library, like I said, it
TV
looks
shows,
a little different
button.
Here.
Library heading.
Got a whole different set of categories now.
TV shows, button, movies, button, family sharing, button, downloaded, button, genres, button, recently purchased shows, heading.
So I've got several different categories, so I can see what shows I've actually downloaded to my phone. I can see what is available through family sharing. I can browse by TV series or movies and go from there.
The Big Bang Theory, button.
Hey, so let's see.
The Jetsons, button. Keeping Up Appearances, button. Young Sheldon, button. Alf, button.
So notice, okay, all these shows are completely different. These are all the ones I have purchased.
Baseball's Best,
and
button.
It's showing
Mr.
me
Ed,
the TV
button.
Series.
Recently purchased
first.
Movie, Elf, 2003, button. Dr. Seuss, How the Luther Vandross, live.
And so you can kind of hear this. I have a different range of TV shows and movies on here, from movies to concert videos and stuff like that. And you know, if you want to watch a TV
read
series,
Base, Alf,
let's
Young Sheldon,
pick the,
Keeping Up Appearances, Young Sheldon,
Young
button,
Sheldon,
Young Sheldon, season two.
On the Big Bang Theory, because
Young Sheldon, heading season two. Comedy 2018.
Actually,
Young
I'm show you a
Library.
One where
back,
we actually
library.
Have more
watch
seasons.
Watch it. The Four Tops. The Hacks. The Con. Yes. The Jet. Luther. Doc. Elf. Okay. Recently purchased movies. Heading. Mr. Baseball. Elf. Button. Young Sheldon. Elf. Button.
We're gonna
Elf,
go with
season
that funny little alien here. So I've got the TV series Elf. There's four seasons here.
Elf, season one. Comedy 1986, season two.
So in my first tab, I presented with the different seasons.
Comedy, season three. Comedy 1988, season four.
Season one. Double tap the
season
that I
one.
Want. If you just have one season of something, then that's going to immediately come up.
Rated G. ALF stands for Alien Life Form, and it becomes the adopted moniker of Gordon Shumway, the last known survivor of the planet Melmac. Gordon crashes his spacecraft into the garage of the Tanner family's suburban home, and is subsequently adopted by them. They must keep him out of the hands of the authorities, however, which means no one can ever know about the alien who lives with the Tanners, giving rise to many hilarious adventures. In the first season, Alf's exploits include finding employment as a phone salesman
so
for a cosmetics company, going
can,
on a date with a blind woman, buying
here.
The family a Ferrari after selling his spaceship for parts, and developing amnesia after a blow to the head.
All right.
Download button.
So I've got a download button here if I want to download them all to my phone.
26 episodes. Heading 1. A. L. F. September 22nd, 1986. 20 minutes. Button.
So here's something else that's interesting. So if I double tap on the show.
Play. Button.
Now I've got the play button. So you don't double tap and it plays right away. I double tap and then I'm presented with a play.
Season 1. A. L. September 22nd. Rated G. The whole store. Tab bar. Watch. Out. Play. Season 1. A. L. Out. Play. Elf,
there's
back
my
button.
Play button.
Elf. Back.
Now.
1. A 50% 50 download button,
and then there's a download button to the right of it if I just want to download an individual season or show or whatever, not the entire season. Now, one thing I do need to mention though with purchasing movies, and that is, or TV shows, and if you purchase them, they are not always going to be audio described, and that is also the case for TV shows that you might find audio described on a TV service. Young Sheldon is a great example of this. I can watch it on Paramount Plus in DVS, but when I actually purchased one of the seasons, it was not in DVS, even though so that was a little bit annoying, because some shows I like enough to where I actually want to have my own copies of them and not to worry about being beholden to a streaming service, but that's just the way it goes. Okay.
Tab bar. Search. Tab. 5 of 5.
Search.
Tab. Search. Heading. Shows. Movies. And more. Search field. Browse. Heading. Apple TV Plus. Button. Apple TV Plus Major League Baseball.
So,
button.
It's
free for everyone, but kids
can,
and family, action. Button.
Categories I can search, but the nice thing about the search thing is it searches everything it can find. You can find out if you want to purchase a movie. And let's see here.
Search, heading, shows, movies, search, vertical nav, search, misspelled word, character, braille, screen input, orientation locked,
and
landscape,
I believe
screen away
it
mode,
give me contracted, I want.
A-O-L-E,
so I know it's
space,
not
home,
Christmas
A-L
time,
dot O.
But this is the first one that's coming to mind, Home Alone.
Alone. Home Alone.
So in the search field, I typed in the movie Home Alone, and now I hit the search button.
Port can't top results button.
So now I can adjust my categories here. Right now it's showing me top results, but if I double tap on
top
that.
Top results button, movies button, TV shows, Home Alone, movie button, Home Alone 5 movie collection. Movie collection button.
Oops, so there's an actual
Actions
five
available.
Movie collection of Home Alone movies you can purchase.
Two movie Home Alone collection. Movie collection button.
So that's one thing to note about with these movie collections is what that lets you do is it lets you purchase both movies or all movies in the same set. So if I
Home
just
Alone.
Click on the
movie.
Original, we're
Home
not
Alone.
Actually going to purchase anything.
Back button.
But I just want to show you what you can look for if you want to search for something.
Add to up next button. Share, but Home Alone. Comedy, play. When bratty 8-year-old Kevin McAllister Macaulay Culkin acts out the night before. More. Tomato rating, trailer, Home Alone, button. Related, heading, trailers, heading.
Okay, so
tomato
let's
rating,
go back to here.
67%. Common Sense rating.
So there's a Rotten Tomatoes rating. This is like the movie standard
Home Alone,
reviews
button.
And whatever.
Related, heading, see all, button.
I can see related
Home Alone
movies.
2, Elf, button. How to watch, heading, open in Disney Plus app, button.
So this is cool. There's a how to watch section. So the first thing it tells me right off the bat is open in Disney Plus app.
Buy, $14.99.
And that can be really useful because if you don't know what service a movie is going to be on, this is a great universal search feature to try to find it to see if, I'm not sure what happens if it's on a movie service that you're not subscribed to. I need to find a movie that's on Hulu because I do not even have that app on my phone.
Rent, $3 and buy.
So you can buy,
rent,
you can
$3
rent. And yes, I have been able to successfully play rented movies on this as well with no problems. I did that recently when I needed to watch a movie for school and it was not available on any streaming service, so I just chose to rent the movie instead of purchasing it and saving a lot of money, and I could watch it with no accessibility
cast
challenges.
And crew, heading.
I can see the cast
Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin. Harry Lime, Joe Pesci. Marv Merchants, Daniel Stern. Kate McAllister, Catherine O'Hara.
So another way, if you want to just look up who starred in the movie.
Bundles, heading.
I can see bundles, like
about,
I should do
heading.
That earlier.
Home Alone. Comedy. More, button, 10. Common Sense, Slapstick, 10 plus, Tomato Meter. Reviews. Fresh. Heading not found. Rotten. Average. 6, 40, 20, 5.
Now.
Cop. Info. 20th Century Fox. Released. 1990. Runtime. 1 hour. 42 minutes.
I want to see if it
rated.
Has it
PG.
Listed for this.
Region of Origin. United. Original Audio. English. Copyright 19. Languages. Audio. English. Dolby 5.1. AD. Check. Dolby 5.1. French, France Dolby 5.1. German, Dolby.
All right, so this is what I want you to hear. I'm going to go use my rotor.
Heading, words.
And just let this read this out to you a little bit slowly here. So.
English, Dolby 5.1.
So you already
tap
know that
bar,
it's.
Library,
no, don't
store,
lose focus.
Tap, originals, English, S.
Thank you. Okay.
English, SDH, S, English, SDH, Chinese, Hong. Subtitle,
oh, the wrong thing.
English,
okay.
Audio, languages. Copyright 1990, 20th century, English.
Okay.
Original audio. United States.
Okay,
region
of
origin.
Lost focus here,
Pete,
I do
rated,
apologize.
Rate Pete.
So,
copyright 1990, English. Original audio.
Now go back to where I wanted you to be.
United
okay.
States, region of origin.
Okay.
PG.
Now this thing wants
rated,
to be difficult.
One, run, nine, rel, 20, studio, information.
Okay,
20th
so
century,
what are the
Fox.
Information headings?
Information. Copyright 1990,
really
20th, copyright.
A good,
5.8.
Heading, by the way, it's actually
20.
Not.
67%.
So let's see. Let's go back to information.
1 hour, 42 minutes. Rated. PG. Region of origin. United States. Original audio. English. Copyright 1990, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. Languages.
Yeah, that's nice.
Audio. English. Dolby 5.1.
That's
AD.
What I wanted.
Headings.
Okay, so.
Words.
Let's go back to the word saying in English. Dolby 5.1.
English. Dolby. 5 AD. Check. Check. AD.
AD.
Check.
Check. So what is that AD? That is the.
Dolby. 5. France. France. 5. Dolby. Check.
Audio
AD.
Description.
5.5
and that
AD.
Is, if
characters.
You see that check.
Right. Comma. Spit caps. Z. E. C. C. E. Z. Caps. Spit comma. Right.
I'm sorry. If you see
words,
the AD, that usually
AD.
Means it does actually have audio
5.1.
description. 5.1. 5
AD.
how you can know characters, that the movie that you're purchasing
right
does.
Brand, comma, space, caps, Z, E, C, H.
And then Czech is actually not Czech, it's the language Czech. I do apologize. I'm thinking too used to seeing Czech boxes that I forget that Czech is also Czech. And it's spelled much differently than a Czech box, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, folks, I think I've been talking for quite a bit. Let's see now if you all actually have any questions for me.
We have a phone number.
Could you just review real quickly for me again how you turn on the audio description? And also, did you say it would or would not work for like Prime Video and Netflix?
All right, great
when you turn it on in general.
So can you tell who you are first? It's a great question. I was going to say, can you tell us who you are first so I can give you a name instead of a number?
Sure. I'm Shirley.
Shirley. All right. Well, thank you, Shirley. So great question. So first of all, the audio description. If you go to settings and accessibility and you keep swiping right, it's going to be past spoken content. There's going to be a button that says audio descriptions, and it'll be on or off depending on your setting. And then if you want to change it, you go in there and then you'll double tap that option in there that says audio description on or off. Now, Prime Video, Disney Plus, that option will not work with those. You have to adjust the audio description setting within the app. Paramount Plus is another example. And you have to look for, you have to start the movie and then go to swipe down. You may have to double tap to bring up the screen and then look for the settings. And then in there, if the movie has audio description, you just turn it on and it should remember that setting for all movies. The one disadvantage, at least with Disney Plus, is you have to remember this for every device. And for that reason alone, it'd be nice if they could be one of the options for the Apple TV channels, because then you could have a more universal setting. But now Netflix is the only app I have come across where it will actually see the audio description setting from the phone. So Netflix has been the only app I've seen anyway that will do that. Did that answer your question there, Shirley?
Yes, I think so. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Debbie Downey is next. Go
Debbie,
ahead.
Yay, welcome.
Hey, Herbie and Diane. I have a few of the services. I have Disney Plus, Netflix, and Apple TV Plus, and Amazon Prime Video. And when I first downloaded those and purchased those, and it wanted me to tie them into the TV thing, I didn't know much about that, so I said no. When you went into do a search, and you searched for Home Alone, and it said that it was available on Disney Plus, if I double tapped on that, would it start playing, or do I have to have it tied into my the TV app?
So I don't know what would happen if you don't have it tied into the TV app, but since I do have it tied into the TV app, I imagine it would probably ask you, do you want to tie it in, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Okay.
But once you do have it tied in, then you would just double tap it and it will open it right off the bat and
right.
just load it in Disney Plus. And
okay.
So once
and
you
even
do
if
have
you
tied
have
in,
them tied into it, you can still always open those apps individually.
Oh
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't have an Apple TV device, so is this app on the phone, or I guess on your iPad or whatever?
Yep, it is on your phone. Yep.
Yeah. Is this similar to the Apple TV device in terms of what's on it, or is that a totally different?
So I do, like you, I do not have an actual Apple TV, never really needed one because, well, you just saw I can access
right.
everything at my fingertips on the phone. I don't have a regular TV either, though, so that's another
okay.
reason why I don't have an Apple TV. Nope, the TV app is a native app for your phone, iPad, Mac, and yep, even on the Mac now, it's the TV app. They finally separated all those out several OSs ago. And Apple TV, so that is a whole entirely different OS. So it does have the same stuff on here, but you may have different formatting for the apps. And if anybody else wants to comment on who has an Apple TV device, raise your hand. And if you have any comments on how it differs from the phone, I do know that it's a box you plug into your TV, and you know, there can be, I know there's a lot of like custom games for it and stuff because it's a, like I said, it's like it is a different OS, but it does have the individual apps like for Disney Plus and Prime Video and Netflix and all that. So you will see those on Apple TV, but I imagine it would do the same TV tie-in service the way that the TV app on the phone and Mac does. So.
Okay, next then is Diane Harms. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Herbie. I'm really enjoying your presentation. I do have an Apple TV. I don't really, I wouldn't be good at explaining the differences if there are any. I love that too, you know, so I can play it on all my devices, you know. So if I want to watch it on the iPad, I can do that too. And yeah, I have the different apps. It has the different apps on it. And but in the search, like you did, I can search for something like, let's say it's a really old TV show like The Nanny, and it found it. And so I was able to watch, I watched the first two episodes of the first season so far. It's funny. It's a comedy. And it's really cool how you can just search for something and find it. Oh, there it is on that. Oh, okay. So, and then you just play it and off you go. But I'm not really good at explaining, you know, the differences between the Apple TV and you know, working using it on the phone. But I love it, and I love the audio description. You can get a lot of audio description because, you know, when you're by yourself and you're watching something, if you want to know what happened, you don't want to miss something. So there's nobody there to ask. So you just watch with audio description. And there's a lot of audio description, like I say. It's really neat. So,
Definitely. The
yeah,
Apple T. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to let you go on to the next person because I know there's another person.
All right.
So.
I mean, for me, the biggest advantage I can see to the Apple TV is for people that actually have a real TV and have, you
Yeah,
know,
which I
amazing
do. So.
sound systems and stuff like that and want that bigger screen, you know. And we
Yeah.
don't, like I said, we don't even have a real TV, so.
Because people come over and watch it with me. So,
Yep.
you know, it's, you know.
So that to me is the advantage with the Apple TV versus, you know, the iPhone or iPad or whatever. All right, totally cool.
Okay, next, Herbie, we have Desi Noller, and may have you.
Desi.
Hi there, Herbie and Diane Harms, who I also know from a long time ago.
Hi,
And
Desi.
Diane's on here, and
Yes,
we
and
can
I
have
know both of them. How
no,
about this?
both of them. Yeah. Well, we can keep the
And
dyes going with Desi's Diner, you know. Okay.
All right. So my question is this. Is it possible to watch your local TV channels through the TV app? I do have a TV, but we have a really bad television antenna situation here. And sometimes I would like to watch something that's on one of my local stations, like maybe PBS
Right.
or even, you know, a different local station, a network station. Can I do that? Is there a way to do that through the TV app?
That is a great question, and I want to say no, but you know what? We can do an
1947, Tuesday,
experiment.
June 20.
So I'm going
Home
to.
search, back button, search.
You can,
Camp
let's
Home Alone,
see.
search field,
Let's get out of
search
here.
clear
I'm going to
text, put
search
Home
for my
Alone,
local
frail
TV
screen and
station
ducts
here
oriented, dots 5-6.
that I know I can get through Paramount Plus.
KH, no. Q. Q
So
is
I'm
portrait.
going to do a search for it
Q
here.
camp top result movies button TV show cast and crew Accident Man movie The Twilight Saga Twilight The Twilight The Twilight The
Nope,
Twilight
it's not
One
even
Shot Pan
bringing up.
Am Rogue LOL movie CBGB Urge movie button
So no, that
Actions
is the
available.
one. Unfortunate thing is it does not, I don't think there is, and I've never seen a way to watch TV through the TV app. It might work like if your local PBS station has its own app and it might live options might come up in the watch next and it would then launch the app. That might that type of thing. Like, you can definitely get some live TV that way. But it's you still need the actual, like, PBS app or whatever. Now, also, one thing you can, though, check, you know, a lot of apps are accessible. Like, with Comcast, we also have the option of they have their own app that you can watch the TV channels you're subscribed to through as well. So that is another option. And another option for online live TV that is accessible would be YouTube TV. It is not cheap. It is like $40 or $50, but that is another way that I know of getting live TV.
Next we have Erlene. Go ahead.
Erlene, all right.
Hey, Herbie. I have a question about the TV app. So in the beginning, I remember that you explained how to turn on audio description. The TV app, where is it? And is it in the App Store? Or tell me again how to find it and activate it, please.
The TV app should be a native app that's already on your phone. And you would just be able to, I would try asking Siri to open TV. If for some reason it is not on your phone, then you would find it in the App Store just under TV. It should come up as the, you know, Apple native app, and then you would just download it, and then it may ask you to sign in, like with your verify that you want to use your Apple ID to sign in. And
Is it in settings or
the TV app itself?
Yes. I looked and I didn't find it.
So you did not find TV in settings?
Right. That's why I wondered if that's where it would be. It would be in settings, wouldn't it?
There should be a TV option for TV in settings, yes.
Okay.
And like I said, you should have the app on your phone already because it is a native app. It comes, you know, along with the phone, along with music and all the others. So
Got it. Okay.
It is a ways down there. You can do a search. You're going to come up with a lot of other results for a TV, like with the Apple TV remote and things like that. Or you can just keep swiping, but it is buried. It is a ways down there.
And okay. Social folder.
Thank you very
apps,
much. And
five new items.
One of my favorite topics, and I want to extend my absolute thanks to you for doing this subject. I enjoy listening to a lot of TV on my phone, so thank you so much for doing this.
All right, you're welcome. And just remember the audio description part of it, though, that is going to be under accessibility, and you'll see a button for that in there for the audio description part. All right, do we have any other questions?
Yeah, we have about 8 minutes left, by the way, and I see no raised hand.
All right, so just I'm going to show you real quick where it's at in settings. Open settings.
Settings,
so
TV,
if I don't
search
do
field,
search,
cancel,
search,
cancel,
get rid of
button.
That.
Set,
so
search,
where are you
AirPlay, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, on.
So we've got to go down.
Cellular,
ways.
Personal, note, sound, folk, screen, general, control, display, home, access, wallpaper, seer, face, emerge, expert, battery, private, apps, wallet, pass, mail, con, calendar, note, remote, voice, phone, message, face, safari, news, weather, trans, map, compass, short, health, music, TV, photos, TV, button.
Okay, so in my phone, it should, you should see it between music and
TV,
photos.
TV, photos, button.
So when you're looking for it in settings, that's where it should be. And otherwise, then maybe somehow your phone does not have the app. So
app set settings, closing okay. Settings, app switcher, TV, active.
What else can I talk about?
Movie,
let's
TV,
talk about
store,
the
originals,
settings
tap,
real
watch
quick.
Now. What Paramount Plus, back, Paramount, back,
okay,
button, back.
Let's get out of there.
Watch now, heading, watch, loot, premieres Friday, no. Loot. Prehistoric page 1 of 7.
So if it wants to lose focus like this, you have to use your page navigation to go back.
Physical,
to the top.
Button, Ted Lasso, tape, chart, watch Dakota, page 1 of 7. Now, tape, ever, the set for pre, chacharial smooth, watch, net, chacharial smooth, fizzy, look,
so we're gonna keep, okay, it's gonna
up,
be
watch now, up next, head, Star Trek, up, watch now, heading,
right,
tap bar,
really
store, tab,
so then I'm
app switcher,
close out the app.
Closing TV,
open TV.
Selected. What account settings button?
There. So if I look under account settings, what
account,
can I do here?
Herbert sources. Heading. Herbert Allen. Herbie.Allen@gmail.com. Button.
So it's showing the account that it signed
sources,
into.
Sources. Heading.
And now I can see the sources that are tied in with my TV.
Connected apps. 18. Button. manage subscriptions, button, redeem gift card or code, button, add money to account, button, redeem, connected apps, 18,
so let's
connect
see what
to TV,
connected apps.
ABC, on, CNN, on, Comedy Central, on, Disney Plus, on, ESPN, on, Fox Now, on, FX Now, on, March Madness Live, on, MLB, on, NBC, on, NBC Sports, NFL, on, Paramount Plus, PBS Video, on, Prime Video, on, TBS, on, The CW, on, TNT, on, TV shows and movies from the apps you connect will appear in the Apple TV app on all of your devices. See link.
And
local
so, I can just toggle them on or off if I did not want them to appear here. So that's how you would
account,
adjust
account,
that.
Back button, account. Clear play history. Add money to account.
Let's see.
Done. Sort connected apps. Manage subscriptions.
Manage subscriptions.
Paramount Plus Apple TV channel. Paramount Plus. ESPN. Live sports and scores. ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus monthly. Monthly. Next billing date, July 9th, 2000.
Okay,
Apple Music Student, monthly. Apple TV Plus app, vintage radio, iTunes match.
So this is another way to see all my app subscriptions. It's not just limited to the Apple TV. So
app Prime TV,
same
active.
Way to add money and
closing
all that.
TV, app switcher,
well, folks,
Prime Video,
I think
active.
That does it for the Apple TV. I think it's a very simple to use app and offers a lot. And definitely, by all means, check it out. So next month, I thought I'd do something a little bit different and kind of give us a different bite out of the Apple Bites thing and go back to hardware. And we talked about what it did in a roundtable presentation, but I'm thinking, why not give you all an actual live demonstration of the Apple Watch? So I highly encourage you, if you are a Bits member, and if you're not a Bits member, then you can definitely become one. You can access the archives because we did a roundtable with the Apple Watch, myself, Chanel, Erlene, and I know there was a couple other people. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank at the moment.
I was in on it too.
Yep, you were in on it too. So that helped, but we talked about what it did, but I don't think we actually did any demos, if memory serves correct. So next month, I'm going to talk more about the Apple Watch from a how it actually works standpoint. So I'll show you how I primarily use it for workouts and some of the other things it can do, how you can set it up, the current models, that type of thing. So be sure to watch out for the Apple Watch next month. Oh, boy. So with that, thank you, Diane, for a great job for hosting. Thank you, Rosanna and Erlene, for allowing this to happen. With that, Diane, you can end the room, unless you have any closing announcements, of course.
The one thing I did want to say that I forgot to at the beginning is that one of the major benefits of joining Bits is that you have access to all the recordings. I don't think I mentioned that before, but this and other chat sessions and not chat sessions, but all the other roundtables and presentations are available for playing or download. And it's well worth it. I've checked on several of them that I've wanted to go back to. And that's all I have. Thank you, Herbie. Thank you, everybody. Good night.